Okay. We're holding Chof Zayin of a base after Gemara, right after the Mishnah. If you recall from yesterday, there was Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Apparently, in the days of the Mishnah, they had olive presses built into the Chaimus Yerushalayim, into the Chaimah. It must have been a very good place to have it, because Reb David is here. Whatever it was, they had olive presses in there, and so there was machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. If there was an olive press that was built in, so it had a din of, it was in the chayma, so it had a din of lifnim min chayma, as if you're in the chayma, okay. And we'll see in a couple of lines what that means. And according to Beis Hillel, it depended. So the part of the press that was inside the wall, so to speak, like all the way in, was lifnim. The part that was l'chutz, if it protruded from the outside of the wall, it was considered outside. That was a machlekes, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So Amar Rab Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said as follows.
I thought it's the entrance, where the entrance was. If the entrance was from the outside, so then it was considered outside.
That's not what the Mishnah said, was it? It said, Bote abad, abadim shepeschem lefnim uchalon lechutz. Oy shepeschem lechutz uchalon lefnim. No matter where the entrance, Lashna Mishnah. No matter where the entrance was it whether the entrance was inside going out or outside going in, Beis Shammai says the whole thing's kalifnim. Beis Hillel says it was not machalik between the Mishnah did not make a chilek where the entrance was. That keta of the Mishnah. Look at the lashon of the Mishnah. It did not make a difference. We're going to get into that, Sammy.
Right.
It's going to get. Yes, Reb David.
Abe?
Yeah.
Where are you starting from?
I'm starting from the Gemara on Chof Zayin of a Beis. From right after the Mishnah.
Chof Zayin?
Chof Zayin on the Beis. 27b. 2. Okay?
Okay.
Yes. Omar.
You gotta speak closer to the microphone.
You can't hear me?
Turn up the hearing aid.
You
no,
can't.
Now I hear.
Okay, I'm going to have to scream. Oh, my goodness.
It might be on his side because I'm hearing it very well.
Okay.
More local.
Yeah. Okay. Amar Reb Eliezer. Okay. Reb Eliezer says L'chumrin. This is L'chumra. Reb Yossi Bai asks Reb Yossi, Ma'al L'chumrin, what does Reb Eliezer mean by that statement, L'chumra? I'm Reb Yaina. It was taught in a braisa as follows. But the abadin, the olive presses, shepeschei and lefnim. If the entrances were going from the inside out, v'chalol on l'chutz, but the entire base abad protruded slightly from the wall, mikineged achayma v'lefnim k'lefnim, mikineged achayma l'chutz k'lechutz. You do an imaginary plumb line, and whatever is outside is outside, whatever is inside is inside. Okay, so this is Beis Hillel Shita, okay? So what does it mean? The Braisa elaborates, and we'll explain what the Lechumra is. That means, Ein Oichlin Sham Kadeshim Kalim Kilifnim. Again, what are we talking about? We're talking about a case where it's Pischeyan Lifnim, right? The entrance from the inside going out. So there's a protrusion on the outside. Okay, that's considered on the outside. So Ein Eichlin Sham, on that outside protrusion, you may not eat Kachim Kalam Kilifnim. You may not. V'lai Paidin Sham Meiser Sheni Kilichutz. However, even though it protrudes on the outside, you do not have the kula of Meiser Sheni. Usually, right? Remember the rule. You can only be Paidin Meiser Sheni L'chutz, can't be Paita Lifnim, okay? So that part that's on the outside cannot be paida meiser sheni. You can't. You don't have that kula. You don't have that opportunity there. Okay, weiter. The other case, pischeyan lechutz. If the out the opening was on the outside of the wall, v'chalolon lefnim, and it went all the way in. Okay, mikeneged achayma, again the plumb line. Mikeneged achayma ulochutz kolochutz. Whatever's outside is outside. Mikeneged achayma lefnim kolefnim. Whatever's inside is inside. What does that mean? Ein oich. Now we're talking about the lefnim part. Ein oichlin sham kachim kalim kilefnim. You may not use kachim kalim kilefnim. You not. You do not have the kula. You may not use that. Avail yourself of that. Okay, v'loy paidin shay ma'aser sheni kalachutz, and you cannot use, you can't be paidin ma'aser sheni because it's within the wall. Okay, so if you look at this nice, beautiful, long footnote, but it really sums it up. Footnote 6, second column, middle paragraph. Okay, so the first thing you have to realize is really footnote 4. Okay. The din is, as Sammy said, and Sammy made a laning, so he's referring to this, okay? Be'etzem, whatever the Pesach is where you consider the thing, okay? If the Pesach is l'chutz, the whole chamber is chutz. If the Pesach is l'fnim, in the inside the city, the whole chamber is b'fnim, okay? But the Chachomim didn't want that and made a gzeira, because that could, as you can imagine, get pretty abused and people will not do the right thing.
Give me an example of what would be not the right thing.
However, I'm reading. The rabbis decree that the part of the chamber located outside the city wall must be treated with the stringency. People will say, oh, it's you see, he's, even though he's inside a chamber, but he's doing it outside. So they say, light plug. What's outside's outside, what's inside's inside, even if it's in a chamber, and even if it has a Pesach going into that.
If he was hiding it with the entrance toward the outside, and he was doing it inside the breadth of the wall, and it would be halachically inside, then you could say, oh, you can be hiding it outside.
That's right, but we're not going to allow it. But we're not going to allow it. Okay, so that's where Beis Hillel is coming from. So without reading the whole thing, because it's not clear. So what's clear from that footnote 4 and going into footnote 6, it's geschmack, and it's geschmack because we're about to get into a parallel sugya. So listen to it. Wherever the Pesach is, that's what the chambers consider. If it's a Pesach on the outside, it's an outside chamber. If it's a Pesach from the inside, it's an inside chamber. But we are going to be machmer, and we're going to say, we're going to draw that plumb line and say, no, even though it's whatever it is, inside, outside, we're going to look at the plumb line and say, whatever is within the wall is within the wall, whatever is outside the wall is outside the wall. But that's only with regard to to be machmer on it. So let's take both cases. Let's take the outside wall first, okay? So you'd say, okay, Basil says an outside wall, the whole Beis Abad, the Pesach's on the outside, the whole Beis Abad is considered on the outside. So I would be able to be paid to my Sesheni, and I would be able to be paid to my Sesheni, right? Because
it's outside. Even if it's inside.
Right. So says Beis Hillel, no. You may not. If the entrance is on the outside, you may not be paid a meiser sheni on the inside.
At all.
No, you can be paid a meiser sheni
on the outside of the wall.
On that protrusion part. Right.
Whatever's outside is outside. Whatever's
right.
Inside is inside.
So if the Pesach is outside, the protrusion part is legitimately outside for every purpose. You can be paid a meiser sheni on the outside. You cannot eat you can't eat Maaser Sheni, right? On that part either. It's really outside. It's where the Pesach is outside and you're talking about the inside, that you go l'chumra. And we're not gonna let you eat Maaser Sheni because that's a chumra. Even Beis Hillel, right? Even Beis Hillel, let's say, mechutz l'chutz, right? No l'flim l'fnim, are they gonna be machmer, right? And the converse is true. So if the Pesach is on the inside, really the whole chamber midyaraisa is considered inside, come the Chachamim and say, we're not gonna let you treat it, right? The part that's l'chutz, we're not gonna let you be paida, and the part that's l'pnim, we're not even gonna let you eat, that gives you more latitude. Let's say it again. Entrance Pesach on the inside, up until the face of the wall, according to Beis Hillel, totally considered inside, okay? So you can't be paida Maaser Sheni there, but you can, C-A-N, eat. Kachim Kalim, right? And Maaser Sheni, you can. Because that's legitimately, the protrusion part is where we're going to go the Chumrah. The protrusion part, we're going to say, even though it's protruding, right? We're going to say you cannot eat Kachim Kalim, cannot eat Maaser Sheni on the Chutz, and you also cannot be paid a Maaser Sheni on the Chutz, okay? So wherever the protrusion part is, in other words, wherever the Pesach is not, we're going to go l'chumra that way. And then he ends up by saying, this is why I was excited about the footnote, the last paragraph. So how about Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai just made a statement. Beis Shammai just made a statement. These batei baran that are inside a wall are kilifnim. What did that mean? That meant that no matter where you are, you're always going to be machmer, okay? And he says, according to Beis Shammai then, I'm talking about the last paragraph, like the eighth or ninth line. According to Beis Shammai then, the entire chamber assumes the stringencies of both areas, inside and outside, no matter where the Pesach is. Thus, whether the entrance to the chamber is inside or outside, one is forbidden to eat Maaser Sheni or Kodeshim Kalim or to redeem Maaser Sheni throughout the chamber. That's what Beis Shammai meant when they said Kilifnim Dummy. Basically, you can't do anything there. Okay? You have to be Machmer the whole way.
Except make
Olives. Okay? And that is, that's what he meant. That's what Rebbe Eliezer meant, L'chumran. Okay? Now we're going to go to a related sugya, right? The Mishnah did this, not the Gemara. The Mishnah jumped from this sugya of the batei baran in the chayma and lifnim to a related sugya of, okay, l'shachos, chambers on the perimeter of the azara, okay? Chambers on the perimeter of the azara that go into the harabayas, okay? Remember that? And the Mishnah had three cases. What were the Mishnah's cases? If they were, we can review them quickly. If they were built into the Kodesh, but the Pesach was the Chol, meaning they went from, remember, the Chol we're talking about here is not Chol. We're talking about Harabayas Chol. Okay, so they went from here to the, they were open from here, but they were built into here. Okay, the Mishnah said, Taichan Kodesh v'gagaseyan chol. The inside was Kodesh, but the roofs were chol. Benuyas b'kodesh, but if they were built into the azara, If they're benuyas b'kodesh, sukkos l'chol, the Pesach was l'chol, they're considered chol. Benuyas b'chol, if they're built into the harabayas, but they're open to the kodesh, Toichen Kodesh v'gagaseyan chol. Okay? Again, everything is hoylech. This is why, Sam, it's important. By the l'shachos, it's the same rule. Everything is totally in where the Pesach is. The Pesach is what's koveya, what it is, okay? And if they have two psochim, if it's not closed ended, if it's open ended, then it's built into both. Then you do the plumb line, whatever's chol chol, whatever's karis karis. That was what the Mishnah said. Now, I'm on 28a2, okay. Amrav Yaakov Aracha, Kein Masnisa. This is how the Brisa puts it. There's two additional cases in the Brisa, because the Brisa is going to deal with where you don't have a Pesach of Kodesh, or you don't have a Pesach L'chol. You have a Pesach that's both. It goes mefulash from one, right? It's open on both ends. B'nuyas b'kodesh u'psuchais l'chol l'kodesh. What do you do then? Second kodesh, because it was built into the Hazara. Okay? B'nuyas b'chol u'psuchais l'kodesh l'chol. Again, you don't have a Pesach that's keveya because it goes through its mefulash. What do you do then? Teichen chol, because it's built into chol. It's built into the harabayas. But now, this is the third case in our Mishnah. It's the third case of the Brisa. The Gra has a more complicated thing. I'm not going to get into it. The Gra says there's seven cases altogether. According to our Girsa, there's five cases altogether. Two in the Mishnah, two in the Brisa, and one in both. This is the one that's in both. B'nuyas b'kodesh uvachol. It's built into both. U'psuchas l'kodesh l'chol. And it's mefulash. The Pesach is both places. What do you do? Mekenegat haKodesh leKodesh Kodesh. Mekenegat haChol leChol Chol. Okay, you do the plumb line.
Hey, Abe,
yes.
To open both ways, it's like a swinging door.
No, it just means I look at it like a tunnel. No, it's two different doors. In other words, it's a long room. It's a long room with a door on either end. It's a long room with a door on either end. Okay.
So there's two doors.
Yeah, it's two doors. Yeah. Not a swinging. Both ends, the Kodesh end and the Chol end, both have doors. That's what Psuchas L'Kodesh L'Chol means. Okay. So there, the Pesach, Reb David, the Pesach cannot be Kaveya. It's an easy rule. When you only have one door, you follow where the door is. Okay? No matter where the binyan is. If you have two doors, you can't do that. You have to follow where the binyan is. Let's say you have a binyan in both places and a door in both places. Okay? That's why it's interesting architecture, because when you look at these Midos pictures, and they are cool pictures. You know, you get a taste of it when you go to the Kaisel nowadays. It was a very, very deep structure. So a lot of the entranceways were under the Harabayas, and the Rambam speaks this out, and it goes up, right? It went up in elevation. The elevation of the Harabayas goes up. So there was a lot of opportunity to build like something that was subterranean on one side, high on the other side, etc., etc. That's why it says Gagosein. It means, right? So That's how the Brisa put it. Now, we're gonna ask a stira. Hondat Omar, with regard to which you said, Taichen Kodesh, okay. We're talking about one case, one particular case here. We're talking about where it was Pesuchas L'Kodesh. The door was on the Azara side. It was built into the Harabayas side. And we said it was Kodesh. We said Teichen Kodesh. That's what our Mishnah said. And the Brisa said, and the Brisa was also basically said that. So the Brisa says what the halacha is there. The following lashon is a lashon of Brisa. What does that mean, Teichen Kodesh? There's three rules we got to worry about. What can you eat there? What avoda can you do there? And what status does the person who's there have to be? Okay? Teichen Kodesh. Eichlin Sham Kodesh. Kodeshim.
The status would be already established because you went into the Kodeshim to get into it.
No, but certain people, certain Tamei, certain people who are tame can go into the Harabayas but cannot go into the Azara. Right?
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about.
Did
we're talking
you say
about
that the entrance was in the Azara part? Isn't that what you said? So there's no way to get into this tunnel if you can't get into that spot.
Became tumbling inside.
Let's say there was a skylight, buddy. Let's say there was a skylight.
He jumped through.
Helicopter.
That's such a Joel answer. Okay. Honda Atam Teichen Kaidish. You hear of David? When it's Teichen Kaidish, Psuchos Le Kaidish, and it was built into Chol, what do you do? Oichlin Sham Kachi Kachim. You can eat Kachi Kachim as if it's the Azara. Vishoichlin Sham Kachin Kalam. You can be Shoichit. You can do Avoida as if it's the Azara. The Tomei Shenichla Susham Chayev. And the Tomei that goes into the Azara is Chayev, right? So all three things apply. That's what the Brisa said. Rav Yehuda b'shem Rav, but Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, no. Legabi, the last one, Chayav Malkus for a Tomei, no. Ein Loikin, El Al Eirach Meo Shmoyin of Hasheva, Ab Al Eirach Meo Shloish M'chamesh. Only the area that measures 187 Amos in length by 135 Amos in width, which is the dimensions of the Azara in the base of Migdash by Sheni. The Azara in the Bayis Sheni. That's the only thing the Tomei gets Malkus for. He does not get Malkus for this extra chamber, this extra office, Lishka. Elmid Beis. Ay, Vahatane. Lishka. That's right. So that right away, Rav is arguing, and we do know Rav is Tano Palik. Rav can argue on a Brisa, but is that true? Is Rav on his own here, or does he have any basis for it? So the Gemara says Rav has basis for what he said, which is of course going to be a stira to the original Brisa. We had a Brisa that said all three aspects of Azara life are applicable to Lishka, but no. Lishka she benuya b'shivu chemas azara, a lishka that was built flush with the wall, meaning it was psuchos l'kaidish and went into the chol. Oichlin sham kachi kadoshim, that's the same. Okay, you can eat kachi kadoshim like the azara. The ein shaychtim sham kachim kalim. This one says you cannot you can't be shaychet kachim, cannot do the avoda. The tomei shenichsus sham. Potter, you do not get Malkus. So this Brisa says the Teichen Kaidish, right, is only Lagabi one thing, only Lagabi eating Kachi Kaddishim. But the other two are not. And the footnote points out that the reason that would be different is because there's a Gzeres HaKasev. It says in the Pasuk, Matzos Te'ochel B'mokam Kaddish B'chatzar. Oil moyed yachlua. Even when it's a protrusion, you can still eat kotche kachim. So there's a special, right? A special gzeres hakasev for eating kotche kachim when there's an addition, so to speak, that's made to the azara. But the other two don't apply. So that's where Rav was coming from. But is it not a stira? And for the Gemara, it is explained as follows: Tiftar gadot tanya. You could explain the steer as follows. The sunny, because we learned in regard back to our Mishnah. We're switching gears back again. We learn with regard to the Shitas Beis Hillel by Beis Abad and the Chayma. Okay? Where he said, Lefnim kelefnim, ulechutz kelechutz, that you differentiate between the parts of the chamber, even though it's, there's a Pesach, only one Pesach, one way or the other. On Rabbi Yosi's who mishes Rabbi Akiva, only Rabbi Akiva believes in making a chilek between chutz and lefnim within a chamber. Avadiri chachamim, hareu kula shachais. The chachamim hold, even with regard to Beis Abad and Rachayma, that everything is totally as Sammy said. Everything is totally in the where the Pesach is. V'chol hala shachais. So it's only Rabbi Akiva that holds you make a chilek but not the Chachamim. So you can explain, if you want, you can explain the Braisa to say the earlier Braisa held like the Chachamim, the earlier Braisa that said it has every din of the Azara and you go bus of the Pesach. That's like the Chachamim who argue with our Mishnah and argue with Rabbi Akiva and Beis Hillel. But if you want to differentiate, which the Braisa seems to say you do differentiate, then maybe you could say it's Rabbi Akiva. And the Yerushalmi wants to make that chilek. I just would point out that the Bavli, and this is really important, the Bavli Bechlal holds that we do hold like a Chachamim. Everything goes according to the Pesach, except with regard to shechting, doing the Avodah. And that's how the Rambam paskens. That is indeed how the Rambam paskens. Okay? Let's see if we can run through this Mishnah. Ma'aseh she'eino shenichnas l'Yerushalayim b'nitma. We know this, okay? We know that you cannot take Ma'aseh she'eino once it entered Yerushalayim, okay? And you can't be paided. What do you do if it became tameh? Bein shenitma b'ava tuma, bein shenitma b'vlada tuma. Whether it became ava tuma or vlada tuma, which is a rishon or a sheni, no matter how the tuma came about, bein b'fnim, bein b'chutz, whether it became nitma in Yerushalayim or while it was still outside, everything must be, it's not only permitted to be paida, you have to be paida, because or else you don't want it to go li'ibud. You have to be paida the ma'aseh she'eino that's tameh and eat it in Yerushalayim, chutz, mishenitma ba'ava tumah b'chutz. Unless it was nitma ba'ava tumah outside of Yerushalayim, in which case, then you have to eat it there. You have to be paid it there and eat it there. No, I call you body b'yachol b'chutz. Everything, even if it's nitma b'fnim, even with an ava tumah, should be redeemed and eaten outside, chutz mishenitma b'vlada tumah b'fnim, except that which is nitma b'vlada tumah on the inside, that stays on the inside. Okay, and we can actually go through this first piece of Gemara to finish up the daf. Just quickly, Ksiv, how do you know this? How do you know that Ba'aseh she'eino that was nitma, you have to be paida? Because it says k'lo yuchal se'esai. That's the lashon. You cannot carry it. Meaning, it's no longer roi for Ma'aseh she'eino. Manan kaimen. What is that pasuk talking about? Imberichik makom. If you're talking about outside Yerushalayim, farksev kiyum chaderach. The pasuk already says kiyum chaderach. You don't have to say kilo yuchal seisai. Imbekir makom. If you're talking about in Yerushalayim, farksev nesata kesef. But we're talking about in Yerushalayim. The pasuk's we're talking about redeeming. We know you can't redeem in Yerushalayim. Elomahu lo yuchal seisai. I'm on 28b3. What does la yuchal seisai mean? La yuchal lo achlai. The Torah is talking about you cannot eat it because it became tumah. Or chasiv. And the next pasuk says v'nasata b'kasef. Once it becomes tumah, you can be paid it.
Even in Yerushalayim.
Yeah. And you have to be paid it. Yes, in Yerushalayim. Okay, that's the end.
How come the Gemara didn't make